Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We have gone through the entirety of the book of Revelation, and now we're going back to the first chapter. And are we starting over again? Probably would do us no harm, right? But the first chapter and the last chapter are sort of bookends to the book. The first chapter introduces, the last chapter wraps it all up, and there's a lot of similarities between them. And I just want us to see what it is that we have seen in the book and to see it through the first chapter. We saw it in the previous episode. You go back and you read it, and verses that you saw before, phrases you saw before, have so much more import now than they had before. I'll give an example from my own situation. In the previous verse where we stopped, verse 7, it says this, "Behold, he is coming with the clouds." And this is John speaking. "And every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn over him." So we're learning what's going to occur. And this is not really a new thought to them, because in Daniel 7, we hear this. "I kept looking in the night visions, and behold, with the clouds of heaven, one like a son of man was coming. And he came up to the Ancient of Days and was presented before him." So when you see these type of pictures in the Old Testament, we know, we've seen that this is the Lord Jesus Christ that was coming. We learn some details about it. Every eye will see him. And people think, well, how can that be that he will come to one particular thing in one situation and every eye will see him? I just don't see how that works with my understanding of cosmology. Well, I got a really simple answer to that, and I think a profound answer and a very direct answer. I think our understanding of cosmology, the nature of things, is incorrect, okay? And what we have been taught about things is incorrect. Every eye will see him. Even within the natural realm, they will see him at the same time. Even those who pierced him will see him. And all the tribes of the earth will see him, and not only will they see him, they will mourn over him. Now, here's the phrase that really got me this time in this reading. It continues in verse 7, just a new sentence in verse 7, a little short sentence that says this, "So it is to be," period, amen, period. And John is saying, here's what's going to happen. He's coming in the clouds. Every eye will see him. Even the ones who pierced him will see him. And all the tribes of the earth will mourn over him. And he just declares, you know what? So it will be. It's going to happen. It's going to occur. And he actually declares, amen. Amen. Bring it on. Let it occur. Make it so, Lord. Hang on a second, guys. Okay, I'm back. Delivery man showed up the door. And I'm the only one in the office, and apparently they locked in the office, so I had to let him in. So anyway, I just found that profound this time. So it is to be, amen. Then the next verse, verse 7, Jesus is speaking. He says, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty." And things get sort of blurred in some of these things because I'm reading from a red letter edition of the Bible, and these are in red letters. So you say, okay, Jesus is saying it. Well, okay, it says the Lord God, okay, who was, who is, and who is to come, the Almighty. And it's like the Almighty is always spoken of the Father, you know. And so is this the Father that's being addressed? Is this the Son that's being talked about here and who's actually saying this? Or is it just that wonderful mystery of the Godhead three in one, which I'm inclined toward right there, okay? That he's declaring, you know what? I'm the beginning. I'm the end. I is, I was, and I is to come. I am the Almighty. Well, then verse 9, John picks up some thoughts right here and says this, excuse me. "I, John, your brother and fellow partaker in the tribulation and kingdom and perseverance which are in Jesus, was on the island called Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus." So again, we're reminded of why he was on this island. He's on this island called Patmos, and he's there because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. In other words, he'd been proclaiming the word of God. He'd been proclaiming the testimony of Jesus, and he got exiled for it. Okay? He got put away for it. Tradition says that they actually tried to kill him. They tried to boil him in a big vat of oil, and he wouldn't fry. He wouldn't boil. It didn't kill him. So they exiled him to an island. And so he's telling us this to where we can see what the context is of how of when he's receiving this revelation. But we see more about what he's saying right here. And a lot of times we treat these as little throwaway lines. And folks, we shouldn't do this. He says, he's declaring, this is me. This is me, John. And he reminds him, I'm your brother. I'm your brother. We are in the body of Christ. We are a part of the family of God. So I, your brother, and fellow partaker in tribulation and kingdom and perseverance, which are in Jesus. Now, just think about that. We are fellow partakers in tribulation, in the kingdom, and in perseverance. And all these are in Jesus. You know, if you were to ask believers, okay, what are the three things you think about in relationship and of salvation and being with Jesus? Most are not going to say anything about tribulation and perseverance, nor the kingdom. But that's what John says. Hey, I'm with you. I'm with you in tribulation. I'm with you in the kingdom. And I'm with you in perseverance. We have to persevere. We have to press on. And he's letting them know that. Another word for that is steadfastness. So he says, I'm on the island called Patmos, and then this happens. Verse 10, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Now that right there rattles most people's sensibility out of my background. What in the world does it mean to be in the Spirit on the Lord's day? I think he's empowered by, I think he's overwhelmed by the Spirit on the Lord's day. It's the Lord's day. He's in the midst of worshiping the Lord. He's in the midst of communing with the Lord. He's in the Spirit on the Lord's day. And he heard behind him, I heard behind me, a loud voice like the sound of a trumpet. So he hears this very, very, very loud voice. And it says this, write in a book what you see and send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus, to Smyrna, to Pergamum, to Thyatira, to Sardis, to Philadelphia, to Laodicea. Don't lose sight, folks, of what we've seen in the book of Revelation. We know that he's giving a mission. He's giving instructions about what he's supposed to do. Right here it is. He says, write in a book what you see. This is going to be expanded in a few verses, a little more detail about what he's supposed to do. He's told exactly who's supposed to receive this. I want you to write this letter and send it to these seven churches. But the letter of Revelation is far more than what we see in chapter 2 and chapter 3, that which was written to just those seven churches. Because there were instructions and exhortations and things to them there, yes. But the balance of the vision, the balance of the apocalypse, the revelation, was given to them and given to us also. We must understand that all this was given to where we would know. Remember what we saw yesterday, what we saw in the first part of this chapter, that the one who reads this and the one who listens to it and the one who gives heed to it is blessed. And so as you continue just to think about the things that we've seen in Revelation, as you continue to wonder about it, which is a great thing to do, to wonder about it, to reflect upon it, to meditate upon it, yes, to study it, yes, to learn more about it. As you continue to do that, realize that it's the Spirit of the Lord and the Lord Jesus Christ himself that will lead us into the understanding that we need, particularly for the time in which we live and where he has placed us. It's really an amazing thing. Well, again, I'm Dale. We'll talk a little more about this in the next episode. I'll see y'all then. Goodbye.